From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. Senate, not reaching a compromise on a spending package, has commenced a partial government shutdown. Both sides, Republicans and Democrats, are blaming one another. Chuck Schumer is the top Democrat in the Senate.
In the room, it sounded like the president was open to accept it. This afternoon, in my heart, I thought we might have a deal tonight. That was how far we'd come. That's how positive our discussion felt. We had a good meeting. But what has transpired since that meeting in the Oval Office is indicative of the entire tumultuous and chaotic process Republicans have engaged in the negotiations thus far.
And Mitch McConnell is the top Republican in the Senate.
All because Senate Democrats chose to filibuster a non-controversial funding bill that contains nothing, not a thing they do not support. Nothing they do not support. Perhaps across the aisle, some of our Democratic colleagues are feeling proud of themselves. But what has their filibuster accomplished? What has it accomplished? The answer is simple. Their very own government shutdown.
Discussions to reach a compromise continue this Saturday. This Saturday, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen are making Egypt the first stop of a four-day Middle Eastern tour that will also include visits to Jordan and Israel. In Cairo, Mr. Pence will have meetings with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and other officials before flying to Amman, Jordan. Sunday afternoon, he then flies to Israel. He's the first senior administration official to visit the Middle East since U.S. President Donald Trump announced the decision to acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump Friday called every child a precious gift from God and said his administration will defend the right to life as he addressed pro-life activists gathered for the 45th annual March of Life. The remarks from the White House Rose Garden were broadcast by satellite onto a huge TV screen before hundreds of thousands of pro-life supporters taking part in the march in Washington.
It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
Earlier, Mr. Trump proclaimed January 19th as the annual Sanctity of Life Day. Social media giant Facebook says it will now begin to prioritize trustworthy news outlets on its site in order to counteract misinformation. The company said it will now ask its more than 2 billion users to rank the news organizations they trust in order to prioritize high-quality news over less trusted sources. It said the new ranking system seeks to separate news organizations that are only trusted by their own subscribers to ones that are broadly trusted across society. Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg wrote in a blog posted Friday that the company is not comfortable deciding which news sources are the most trustworthy in a world with so much division. The United States is now saying that it has condemned Sudan's arbitrary detention of journalists after reporters from the French news agency AFP, also Reuters, were arrested covering a street protest on Friday. The U.S. State Department said it was aware of those detentions and was closely following the reports. The U.S. is continuing to press Sudan to improve its performance regarding freedom of expression and overall human rights and ensure that those detained are treated humanely and fairly. And that's in accordance with Sudanese law and international human rights standards, and that they are allowed access to legal counsel and their families. And again, our top story, the U.S. Senate now compromising this Saturday to reach a budget deal now that a government shutdown has occurred. Republicans and Democrats are both blaming one another. This is actually the 18th time since 1976 that there's been a shutdown.
That's the latest world news from VOA.